We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's. Shop Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And just off the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and Bobby and I are joined now, and this is the last time I'm going to use his full name, Brian Young, Saints pass rush specialist. I always feel weird calling former teammates by their full name, Brian, but you'll be BY the rest of the night for me. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you this. There couldn't be a more appropriate time to have the Saints pass rushing specialist on the show after a 9-sack performance against the New Orleans Saints, including 4 by Cam Jordan. But BY, before we get into that game specifically, over the last two seasons, the Saints have been so good at getting pressure on the opposing quarterback. I think the front four has been really phenomenal over the last two seasons, and really this year even more so than last year. This group is so deep. You guys have so much talent to work with, and going into a game like a Thursday night on short rest, how big of an effect does having that rotation have on you guys on the defensive line?
Well, a little bit. It's good because, like I say, you can keep guys fresh, and you know you've got another year now that they've been together and they've learned how to work with each other and learned how to rush off of each other, and you know, and then on top of all that, I put together an awesome game plan every week. So I mean, you know, it's been fun to watch these guys grow, and you know, we get after the quarterback, and you know, because like I said, these guys love doing that, and you know, they work at it. It's definitely not by chance. I mean, they're very detailed in what they do, and they study the game plan, and they know what we're going to do each week, and you know how we're going to work things. And so it's been good to watch them grow.
And Brian, I'm going to say this every time you come on, because some fans might have heard this before, but some fans maybe they didn't hear this. But Sean Payton's first game ever as the Saints head coach in Cleveland on the road, Brian Young got 3 sacks in a game. Are you kidding me? What? 3 sacks in one game. That speaks volumes. Now, Brian, with that being said, you have a 9-sack game. That is like a fantasy game for any coach or player to have that on their resume. But I wanted to ask you specifically, how does it come about that you're the pass rush specialist? How do you deal with the DNs versus D tackles or even linebackers? You contribute to all of those guys, or do you primarily work with the interior guys?
No, it's a combination with me and Ryan both. I mean, every week's, you know, a little different depending on, you know, how we're going to rush, you know, rush on third down. And so by game plan, it's week to week on whether we're going to use 4 down, 3 down, hell, 5 down. It's nothing specific from, you know, from week to week. It's going to change up.
Now, Brian, how about, like, you see it on the college level, you see it in the NFL, you want your best pass rushers, the obvious passing down, whether you call it NASCAR, I think LSU might say cheetah or whatever. Just talk about that to the fans, that you might not have a guy that you necessarily is on, he's in the game on 1st and 10, but it's like 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 8. And we got to get him out there because I think he could influence the passer. Just break that down.
Well, as far as like what constitutes a good pass rusher? Well, I think, you know,
but even the game plan, do y'all break down the individuals? You say, okay, no matter if it's a passing down, these are our best 4 pass rushers, whether they're linebacker, D-tackle, DN. I know y'all break it down that way, right?
Yeah, we do it that way. And like I said, then depending upon, you know, as far as what they're doing, you know, as an offense, as far as, you know, the whether we want to have, you know, how many DBs we want out there. So do we want to have more DBs and less D linemen? And so it's like I said, by game plan, it's going to change up from week to week. But you know, typically, like I said, you know who your guys are that can rush the passer. You know,
right,
going into a season, you know, and then like I said, there are some guys, you know, like Mario, who's done some really good things. Who you know, has got a good combination of, you know, power, speed. You know, nowadays with the ball coming out as fast as it does, you've got to have guys that have both the ability to rush with speed and power. guys that, you know, the guys that can learn to take and basically play off of their previous rush and work different rush moves, you know, from rep to rep. And so, you know, finding guys that can do those things instead of just being a one-trick pony has definitely become a lot more important, because you don't have the time to get back there, just run around the edge like you used to be able to do.
B-Way, you kind of talk about the evolution, the ball coming out faster, and the other evolution at the quarterback position that's having a huge effect on defensive linemen is the mobility at the quarterback position. And what that does to a defensive front. So, you know, kind of explain to the people that are listening how much a mobile quarterback restricts you guys in terms of what you're able to do from a pass rush perspective.
Yeah, because you can't hit them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely got to be smarter when you rush. You know, you got to know, you know, how does this, you know, how does this guy like to get out of trouble? You got to be able, you know, with a guy that can move and a guy that can run around, you got to do a good job really trying to keep this guy in the pocket, you know, because you don't want him to get out on the edges. You know, you look at Russell Wilson, for example. I mean, you get a guy on the edges, man, and he's trouble. And so you try to, you know, you try to do the things that you can do to take that away, which, you know, a lot of times you may not be as big into running so many different games or different rush plans and thinking more of like a crush. Like when we used to play Michael Vick, I mean, that was kind of like our game plan every week. It was more, look, we're going to bull rush this guy all week long, and we're going to try to do everything we can to keep him in the pocket and make him a pocket passer. So it definitely may hinder some things that you can do, but it's still, you still got plenty of chances and plenty of opportunities to be able to get back there to them. You just got to do it a different way.
Now, Brian, elaborate on the young development of these two players. And they both contributed and was on the active roster. Now, one of them's on the practice squad, but one of them is definitely a diamond in the rough. That was the most athletic interception I ever witnessed. And I want you to comment on Shy Tuttle and then also Taylor Stalwart. Here, Taylor Stalwart. We were counting on Taylor Stalwart at the end of the year, but just shows you the depth. Now he's on the practice squad. Talk about how you work with him. And then also Shy Tuttle. There's not too many defensive linemen in the history of the NFL has that on their resume.
Yeah, no, look, man, look, they're both really good young players. They both work their butts off. You know, Shy got is getting a lot of playing time this year. He's done some really good things. He's got good strength, good power. Like I said, he works hard in practice, does a really good job against the run. We definitely got to work on his vertical after that interception the other day. But this was a nice stiff arm. He definitely looked a lot more athletic than I ever did.
Don't have to work on that stiff arm.
No doubt. And you know, and honestly, really, Stalwart's the same way. I mean, listen, they're both very similar. You know, they both got good power. They're both smart. You know, and the biggest thing is, like I said, they work, man. They work at it. They're very detailed. You know, every week in practice, they're taking every rep they can. They're taking all the, you know, look squad reps that they can get. And in each, you know, each rep, they come over to the side, and they're trying to figure out what they got to do to get better. So it's definitely a good thing to have, and you want to try to get as much depth as you can at these positions, because you never know when, you know, somebody might get hurt or your number's going to get called up. And so these guys do a good job each week of preparing and being ready.
Talking now, Brian, with defensive coach Brian Young. Let me get one in, Bob. I'll tell you what,
ahead,
Brian, you have no idea how hard it is to do this with Bobby. He got a list of 40 questions for you over there. He's all fired up. BY, tell us talk us through the progression of Marcus Davenport, kind of what he came in as and then how he's developed to this point. And then where is he going as a pass rusher? Where do you guys see him when he is finally a finished product for you guys?
Good, man, he's got all the ability in the world. I mean, you definitely saw the athleticism, you saw the speed, you know, you saw all those things that you like. But, you know, one of the things that I think kind of gets overlooked with him is you don't realize how much power this kid's got. Like, he's got power, and the more he learns how to use that power, the better he's going to get. You know, you take, for instance, the game the other night where he hits Matt Ryan coming, you know, Matt Ryan starts to scramble and he hits him from the side and the ball comes out. I mean, you see him doing those types of things a lot. He's got all the tools that you look for the position, and he's got a chance to be, you know, a really, really good player for us for a really, really long time. And so, you know, he just has to keep working at it and keep being more detailed in his assignment each week and knowing what to do and the technique that will work. And as that continues to progress, he's going to continue to make more and more plays. It's all there. It's all there for him.
Now, Brian, look at that Doug Cumming game. This is old school. I'm talking about really old school. You know, the 49ers are coming off the bus running the football. I mean, first things first, you know, you got to be able to stop the pass. But listen, the 49ers want to punch you in the mouth, so you better pack a lunch. And I'm encouraged, though. I'm telling the fans, look, we were only giving up 88 yards a game, number three in the NFL. We give up 89 against Atlanta. But, you know, San Fran, that they're going to run the ball, even though you might have a great first quarter, they're running the ball throughout. Just talk about the challenges and how well they do it, considering how they're structured.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like I said, look, they got a lot of speed over there. Like, they play hard. They're going to try to. They're going to keep pounding. They're going to try to. You know, they're going until they can get some to break on you and get some big runs. But like, these are the games that you live for. I mean, honestly, like, even like when I played, listen, I wasn't no pass rush specialist when I played. I promise you that. I mean, you talk about my 3-sack game. I mean, that was probably the one and only time I got to ever actually rush the passer. So, I mean, I love playing the run though, because it became, you know, 1-on-1. It was you versus me. I'm gonna whip you, or you're gonna whip me. And
right.
You know, I don't like to lose. And so, you know, that kind of mentality, that kind of toughness, you know, going out there and seeing, you know, which team's gonna survive the onslaught. And that's, you know, those are the games you love to be up for, man. You love to be playing in.
All right, BY, last question for you. I want to know how many times you guys rewound in the meeting, Shy Tuttle's stiff arm. How many times did we see it?
A handful of times. Listen, I watched it all week long on NFL Network, so it was a great thing to watch.
It was. We all enjoyed it. And BY, man, keep up the good work you guys have done. You and Ryan Nielsen just done an outstanding job with this Saints defensive front. We appreciate the time, and good luck this week against the 49ers.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian, pack a lunch come Sunday. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Pack a lunch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.